This reading from the first reading today, book of the prophet Micah, we're in the sixth chapter here, and it says that the question is asked by perhaps Micah himself, or just a question that any of us might ask, and it says, "With what shall I come before the Lord and bow before God Most High? Shall I come before Him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams and myriads of streams of oil? Shall I give Him my firstborn for my crime, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? No, you have been told, O man, what is good and what the Lord requires of you, only to do the right, to love goodness, and to walk humbly with your God." And you know, this question of, you know, how can I ever, first of all, repay to the Lord for all the good He's done for me? Or if I've committed sins, you know, how can I really ever earn His forgiveness? These are questions that may occasionally occur, at least to the pious soul. And you know what God really says, the answer that He really gives is, He says, "Look, I want you. You're the gift that I want." It says here, you know, after the question is asked, should I sacrifice all these animals and so on, even my firstborn for my sins? And no, God says, here's what God requires, that you do what is right and love goodness, and that you walk humbly with God. So yes, keep the commandments and so on, but I want to just particularly emphasize this morning this phrase, walk humbly with God. I think that we realize, if you look at the Old Testament, that they used to offer animals and all kinds of different animals, birds and lambs and bulls and so on. All of these libations and things were done. And you notice that in the Old Testament, the priest and the victim were different. That is to say, a priest always offered some animal victim, sacrifice an animal. Not himself, but rather some animal. But when Christ comes, says, "Sacrifice and oblation you did not wish. Instead, I said, here am I, O Lord," quoting the psalm. And the idea is that Jesus did not offer a lamb. He is the Lamb of God. And He offered Himself. And this is really then a model for all of us, particularly, you know, priests of the New Testament, myself, a ministerial priest, you are in the royal priesthood of all believers. The idea that the sacrifice that we should offer is not so much something outside of us. God does not need our money, although please, you know, stay faithful to your tithe. I mean, the church does need some support, but God does not need our money. God does not need us to go sacrifice animals and no need to go examine the herd. No need to go to the far-off distant land to find incense to burn in His name. But rather, in the end, God really desires the sacrifice of our very self, that we give ourself as a gift to God, that we walk humbly with Him. It's a remarkable thing to think that God says, really, all I want is you. I want you to walk humbly with me. I want to have communion with you. I want you to have communion with me. What I want is therefore to be unity between you and me. And it's a very beautiful thought. It's something that we often don't think. And every now and then at Christmas time or what have you, know, what can I get you for Christmas? And someone might say, oh, don't get me anything. Just come and join for a holiday dinner. That's all I want. Just for you to come and be with us. And you say, oh yeah, right. You know, we think we've got to go buy some gift. And I know that really one of the most precious gifts to me at the holidays isn't so much the gifts that I get, but just being together with family. And there's a kind of a beautiful thing that God is saying to us here, that here is what God asks of you, that you love what He loves, namely love what is right and what is good, and that you walk humbly with Him. No need to go examine the flock, you know, to kill an animal in His honor, but rather just give the gift of your very self. And, you know, a final thought to link this to what we're about to do in the Mass. In one of the Psalms goes like this: "What return shall I make to the Lord for all His goodness to me?" And the Psalm answers the question: "What return shall I make to the Lord for all the good He's done for me? The cup of salvation I will raise up, and I will call on the name of the Lord." You know, the Holy Communion that we're about to receive, we're going to take the cup, the chalice over there, and we're going to lift it up. This is really what God wants from us. How pleased the Lord is that we're here with Him this morning. How pleased that He must be that we've come to spend time with Him to receive what we call Holy Communion with Him, that the Lord Jesus will actually share communion with us. He with us, we with Him. This is what God wants by way of thanksgiving. The greatest act of thanksgiving that we can do is to come and partake in the Eucharist, which is Holy Communion. The gift that Jesus gives us of Himself, that we would allow Him to feed us with His own body and blood, and in a way that He too receives communion from us, that we give Him our heart, that we give Him our time, that we're here. The very precious words from our mouth today when it is said the body of Christ, and we will say Amen. Remember, many left Jesus and wouldn't follow Him because they thought it was a crazy teaching, the Eucharist. And how consoling it must be, though, to the Lord, if I can put it that way, how consoling it must be for Him that we're here this morning. So, again, brothers and sisters, no need to go examine the flock. No need to find some exotic gift. No need to get on a ship and go off to the Far East to get incense to burn. No need for any of this, but rather only this, that we walk humbly with God, that we take the cup of salvation, that we call on the name of the Lord, that we keep Holy Communion, give Him the gift of ourself, and also receive the gift of Him in our lives. This really ultimately is what is most pleasing to God, and what is best for us. Amen.